pulled, which is 232.
Clarify the eligible uses of funds borrowed from the Portland Housing Preservation Fund.
And somebody wanted to speak on this? So. Is that right? Come on up.
Maybe I'll just explain what
sure,
this is.
Sure, Dan, go ahead, please.
My name is Joe Walsh.
Let me just explain the ordinance.
Yeah, he needs to explain what's going on here.
So this ordinance modifies the criteria under our Section 108 Revolving Loan Fund, which is a fund we use for affordable housing investments, to also include economic development activities that are closely associated with affordable housing developments. We currently have, this is sort of a use-it-or-lose-it federal loan fund. We currently have a balance of about $7.5 million. We put out a request for proposals, or in Housing Bureau parlance, notice of funds availability in January for this money. And we have received a couple proposals that are our direct affordable housing investment. But it's my hope today that the council will adopt this ordinance to also include economic development activities that are closely associated with affordable housing that might give us the opportunity, and we will amend the notice of funds availability, might give us the opportunity to use this loan fund for other purposes that are, again, related to affordable housing development.
Good, thank you. Please.
My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. This would almost be comical if it wasn't so disastrous. You're taking $2.4 million out of a fund that was set up to help low-income families, people that needed your help. Now you're telling me you got how much? $7 million that's sitting there and your bureaus are not running around trying to get this? We've been yelling and screaming at you for years to do something about the people on the streets. And you're telling me you got $7 million that you could use, but what you want to do with this $2.4 million, Commissioner, is to build an office building for Hacienda? Your first instinct on this, according to the Oregonian, was to say, no, you can't do this. We have people on the street. I'm not going to build you an office building. And then you went to the city attorney, and apparently, from the article, unless it's totally wrong, the city attorney said something to you, you know what, Commissioner, you're right, don't do this. So you're passing it off to this council. You're saying, let's change the rules. Well, I'm saying to you that you just got nailed by a judge for $1 million fine. You are under indictment by the federal government. You guys are messing around with money, and the federal judge is telling you, the county judge is telling you, we've been telling you for years that you are acting in a corrupt manner, and this is the highlight. To take $2.4 million and build a new office building for a nonprofit that's supposed to help the people that need it the most is outrageous, just outrageous. And it pisses me off. And excuse my French, Irish.
We won't excuse it very often, but next, please. Go ahead.
Yes, my name's Angela Hammett, and I have been trying to follow the money for the homeless for the past year or so. I hear money being doted out for these for one-time monies, you know, permanent money, this money, that money, and I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen anything except for I haven't seen it affecting families needing homes. I've seen it affecting organizations with more jobs. I'm in a family shelter right now where we're kicked out on the street every single morning, 7 a.m., Monday through Friday, with nowhere to go. I'm watching these women tote 3-4 kids around. They're not in school yet. They, Monday through Friday, they're They're out on the street with their kids because they're being thrown out of shelters. And then the police are sweeping them off to wherever, you know, where. Let's not build a new office building with this money. Let's put people in homes.
Okay, thanks. Next.
So, Mike Whitty. So I understand that this is a federal loan program and not a grant program.
Correct.
So it's not city money going into more nonprofit corporations building buildings. So I do understand that. And if it's a federal loan program, then we can't really say much about it. If they're borrowing money from the federal government and it's not costing the city and it's not taking away from the homeless, then you know, I really don't see a problem with it. I'd say go ahead, because it's not taking away. It's federal money, and it would go away unless they use it. And they are a nonprofit, and they're trying to help. What I do want to bring up, though, is that Home First Development, the founder of JOIN, co-founder Rob Justice, his wife's a county commissioner, they're building 500 new units in the next 5 years, low-income units, in the city of Portland. They were financed $10 million by PJC, the people that do the janitorial service for this building. So they're not using any money. The rent is $300 for a micro unit, up to $600 for a three-bedroom unit. So the land's already been purchased. The plans have already been drawn up. They have a case history in Roseburg they've already built. So as far as I believe that they had an appointment with you, Mr. Saltzman, and they asked to leverage that $10 million. I don't know where you've gone with that, but if money is going to go, they build units for $70,000 per unit. That's half the cost of the lowest bid that we get from the city for low-income units is twice that, and Bud Clark was $280,000. So I believe we need to look into these innovative ideas from people from Portland that didn't have to steal from a different city because they made it themselves. Home First Development is somebody that we really need to look into. I actually asked for an appointment from your office to introduce you to those guys and to some other folks who have some ideas on a 10-year plan to end homelessness.
Great.
So the second thing we've done is we've gone ahead and went to the Lentz Neighborhood Association and presented our eco-community through TechDwell and through Home First Development, and they loved it. Actually, Jesse, the president, the chair, put a vote to not just the board members that were there, but every single person that attended the meeting. And it was unanimous that we move forward with this first low-income eco-community in Lentz. And it's a local builder. TechDwell is a local builder out of Hillsboro. We're going to go ahead and develop these units and build them in Portland. We're going to have a shop up in North, probably St. John's, and then one in the Southeast. So we're going to put these folks that need work to work, manufacturing them and building them. We also have a meeting with St. John's coming up in their next meeting. We're going to present low-income eco-communities and neighborhood support centers to them as well. So, you know, what I really need you guys to do, especially you, Commissioner Saltzman, is realize that these guys are upset and a lot of people are upset because the 10-year plan to end homelessness was a miserable failure. It was a miserable failure because nonprofit corporations such as JOIN, such as TPI, Central City Concern, what they did was they took most of the money that was supposed to go to low-income housing and they spent it on big buildings and they hired a lot of people. So a lot of that money did not go to where it should have gone, into actually building low-income housing. It went to developing these large corporations that have a nonprofit status behind it.
Point taken. Thank you. And Commissioner Fish, do you have a question? Okay. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Come on.
Looks like I have a commitment to one.
Right, we got to wrap this up and try to make it very fast there, Charles.
My clock only says, my mic. Okay, thank you. Charles Johnson. And as you know, many of us who have just been before you are concerned about emergency ordinances. And I think that really, considering the time and attention that Commissioner Fritz just gave to a $35,000 issue, you can wait another week. To hear that there's $7 million that's going to expire that y'all have not properly planned for is an embarrassment for the city and for you. Unembarrass yourselves a little bit by waiting a week and getting some staff together and coming up with a plan how you're going to maximize this instead of just loosening the reins a little bit so that we can have more office space than residence space. So I ask you to not approve this as an emergency and get your stuff together and bring back some staff and figure out really how you're going to serve the city better with this $7 million so that we won't have to get into litigation in front of Judge Bushong or somebody saying that you're mischanneling the money if one of us chooses to go over and take this up in federal court. Thank you.
Thanks. Ready? Roll call.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to Mr. Withy for putting the nutshell of what this is before the House today, and to Commissioner Fish for explaining it to me in plain English also yesterday. And thanks for your work, Commissioner Saltzman. Aye.
Fish.
Well, Dan, I'm going to share with you a folder that I keep in my office called No Good Deed Goes Unpunished. And when our friends on the left mouth the same arguments of our critics on the right and blur the facts as aggressively as the testimony heretofore, it makes me somewhat more sober about the future for having a rational debate in our city. So let's be clear what he's doing and what he's not doing. And what he's doing today is showing leadership. And what he's doing is giving us flexibility to use money we're otherwise going to lose and to put it into a service that directly benefits affordable housing. In fact, Mayor, if you could call the order.
Come on, folks. No, and you can help it. You can help it. You're going to be asked to leave. He needs to speak. You got to do that. He does, too. No more. No more. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Commissioner Saltzman, in my view, is clarifying what was already an inherent authority. We can argue whether it needs an amendment or a clarification. That's not the point. He is providing flexibility so the city can use money it otherwise will lose. So it's an academic discussion. We either get it out the door into some use that benefits the community or we use it. Now, the use that he is proposing is office space that benefits affordable housing. In every development that we fund, there is office space for services that are provided to low-income people, and we fund it. And we have never in my 5 years had a single witness criticize us for doing that. Never. Because we understand that successful outcomes require services and services require offices. And shame on us for at the 11th hour, 5 years later, blurring that line. So the office space that Hacienda or anyone else who competes for this money might get has to serve affordable housing. That means job placement programs. That means services. That means food stamps. That means hunger. That means anything that low-income populations need. And by the way, since Hacienda has been referenced, Hacienda is a nonprofit organization serving a largely Hispanic population in the poorest part of our city. And that meets our equity goals, and it meets many of our other goals if we assist them.
Nick, you need to leave.
And I'm leaving. You don't have to ask me to leave.
Good.
It's very hard to observe my city work. I admire you having being talking to each other at all.
So we can have forums like this where people either intentionally or unintentionally fill the record with utter nonsense. Or we can have forums in a democracy where we actually debate the issue. And all this does is gives the city an extra tool to help support development that supports affordable housing for low-income people in certain parts of our city. I have never heard an objection in this body since I've been here.
No, go, go. No, enough of this.
You're all going to jail.
Joe, you're going to be in having that problem.
Just told
go.
You.
Joe,
don't
go.
Don't do this.
Go. You're wrong. Go.
City attorney told you not to do it.
You're wrong.
You're gonna do it.
Could we get someone to help Mr. Walsh out of the chambers so we can finish our work?
I'll see you in jail.
Okay, have a nice trip. Go ahead.
A lot of drama, Mayor. This is what happens. That's what happens when you have a four-hour hearing.
I guess so. Meds wore off.
So I'll just conclude by saying this is exactly what we should be doing to leverage scarce resources. If Hacienda successfully competes for it, this is a big win for low-income families, particularly Hispanic families in Cully. And I actually am beginning to be concerned about the ability to have a rational discussion in our community. I thank the gentleman who remained, who testified and clearly enunciated that this was not as it had been mischaracterized by others. It is hard enough to have a debate about these issues on the facts. It becomes virtually impossible when people deliberately distort the facts. And again, I would say to my friends on the left, when your arguments are as rancid as the arguments we get on the right by people that disagree that government has a function in our community, something is fundamentally wrong with our democracy. I enthusiastically vote aye.
Feltzman.
Well, thank you for your support, colleagues. Again, this ordinance simply expands the uses of the funds that are available through the Notice of Funds Availability, or RFP. There is no application standing in front of us yet from Hacienda for its office building, although I understand there may be, but there is no commitment by passing this ordinance to that particular project. It simply expands and makes this an eligible use of those funds. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, colleagues. I mean, I thought the ordinance explained the situation pretty simply and clearly. The Portland Housing Bureau has issued Notice of Funds Availability for Section 108 funds in both 2009 and 2014. Due to the response of the most recent NOFA, it appears unlikely that all available Section 108 funds will be used for affordable housing projects. So I think that spells out the situation we're in, and this is a reaction to that situation to ensure that the money just doesn't go unused. So I think it seems eminently reasonable. Aye.
Hales.
I don't think there's anything wrong with our democracy. I think there's just always going to be a few loud people, and unfortunately they were here today. This is doing the right thing. Thank you, both of you, for being housing leaders, and this is going to do a lot of good. Aye. And we're recessed till 2 p.m.